Dear friends, in Rojava, the self-administered region of Kurdistan in Syria, summer has arrived, bringing intense heat. Temperatures reach between 35 and 40 degrees Celsius, and the air is dry and hot. People avoid going outside during the day, and the streets only begin to fill up in the late afternoon as the sun starts to set. On field fires. In Hizaka, field fires have caused damage to around 1,000 dirhams of land. Since the beginning of the harvest season, the Hizaka Fire Department has extinguished 66 fires, including 14 fires in wheat and barley fields, which affected approximately 992 dirhams. Most of the fires were concentrated in the areas of Taltama and Kazwan. According to the statistic from the Hizaka Fire Department, 22 fires broke out on agricultural land within its jurisdiction between May 24th and June 8th, 2026. These fires destroyed varying areas of wheat, barley and spelt fields. The damage has had a significant economic impact on farmers. Most of the fires were caused by sparks from combine harvesters during operation, while others resulted from electrical short circuits. On the KCK, calling for a struggle against ecological destruction. On World Environment Day, the umbrella organisation of the Kurdish movement, the Kurdistan Communities Union, called on people not to accept environmental destruction and the plundering of natural resources in Kurdistan and around the world. On the occasion of a World Environment Day on June 5th, the Executive Council of the Kurdistan Communities Union, the KCK, called for an increased commitment to combating environmental destruction and resource exploitation. In a statement, the umbrella organisation of the Kurdish Freedom Movement emphasised that the protection of nature and the foundations of life must be understood as both a social and political responsibility. According to the KCK, the ecological crisis is the result of war, capitalism and the systems of state domination based on exploitation, economic growth and the commercialisation of the foundations of life. The KCK highlighted the situation in Kurdistan, where it says a decades-long ecological war of destruction has been waged alongside military and political measures against the Kurdish population. From Afrin to Bedirnan, Botan, Sahed and Rojilat, forests have been destroyed, villages depopulated and natural habitats damaged by dam projects, mining operations, power plants and other large-scale developments. The KCK views these developments not as isolated environmental issues, but as a part of a wider policy of control, displacement and economic exploitation. According to the organisation, many of these projects result in people losing their livelihoods, increasing poverty and migration, and the depopulation of entire regions. The organisation declared, "Every place where our forests are cut down, where our fields and water sources are taken away, every place where dams, power plants or mines are built, must become a place of resistance for the right to life." It called on environmental initiatives, local communities and democratic forces to organise against projects that destroy nature and the foundations of life. On the situation in the Middle East, Iran-USA-Israel war. On June 7th, for the first time since the ceasefire agreement reached in early April between the US and Iran, attacks took place. Later on June the 7th, Iran fired missiles at Israel after Israel attacked Beirut. Iran had previously announced that it would not tolerate Israeli attacks on Beirut. Israel has been carrying out attacks on southern Lebanon for several weeks, allegedly to destroy Hezbollah as part of the axis of resistance. Hezbollah is an allied partner of Iran, which is why Iran responded to the attacks. "We condemn Israel's attacks on the civilian population and the resulting damage to society in Lebanon. Several people were killed in the attacks." After initial fears that a new escalation between Iran, Israel and the US could break out, this can currently be ruled out. Donald Trump has called on Israel not to respond to the attacks and adhere to the agreement. Both states continue to issue mutual threats in the event of further attacks. The United States and Israel continue to aim at reshaping the Middle East and breaking and taking control of the existing power structures. This means the colonization and destruction of the peoples living there, as we can see, for example, in Gaza. The Mullah region in Iran is also responsible for human rights violations and poses threats to democratic life and women's rights. On power relations in Iraq. The US, as an imperialist power, is active not only in Israel, Lebanon and Syria, but also exerts influence on the situation in Iraq. Currently, the issue of weapons in Iraq is once again moving to the centre of political and security discussions. In particular, the US and its special envoy for Syria and Iraq, Tom Barrack, supports these processes. The focus is mainly on disarmament and the integration of Iraqi factions of the Popular Mobilization Forces, the PMF, into the Iraqi State Army, the ISF. This is intended to give the Iraqi state greater control over the weapons of the individual factions. However, some PMF factions, especially Shiite armed groups close to Iran, reject this integration in order to remain an independent military structure. The Peshmerga forces, i.e. the military units of the Kurdish Democratic Party and the Patriotic Unit of Kurdistan, Kurdish parties in northern Iraq, also expected to lay down their arms and integrate into state structures. The Kurdistan regional government, however, rejects any links to the issue of the PMF with the future of the Peshmerga forces. According to the Iraqi constitution, the Peshmerga units are already an officially recognised military force. The debate over the PMF, the Peshmerga, goes far beyond security and legal issues. It is part of a broader power struggle over Iraq's political future and the distribution of influence within the state. Regional and international actors, particularly the United States, are attempting to shape the country's security structures according to their interests. While Washington calls for stronger state control over armed groups and seeks to limit the influence of pro-Iranian forces, critics argue that this policy also serves to shift Iraq's internal power balance in favour of Western interests. On return to Sarah Kinnear. The Sarah Kinnear Refugee Committee has registered the names of 14,000 displaced families who may now finally return to their hometown after 7 years. Preparations for an initial return phase are underway, but security issues remain unresolved. Security guarantees, return agreements, and practical conditions remain key prerequisites and are currently being discussed with the relevant actors. Ishmael, a spokesperson for the committee, points to the difficult situation in Sarah Kinnear as the city has suffered extensive destruction. Reconstruction will not be easy and will require long-term efforts, Ishmael stated. Many of the current inhabitants do not come from the city's original population. Sarah Kinnear was occupied in October 2019 following an invasion by Turkey and allied jihadist militias. More than 200,000 people were displaced, many of whom still live in nearby refugee camps. Instead of the original predominantly Kurdish population, people from various Arab countries and other regions of Syria settled there. On Mariana Conti, Kurdish women have created an important global model. Brazilian politician and feminist Mariana Conti sees the Kurdish women's movement as one of the most important examples of women's organisation and political resistance worldwide. She highlights the development of social, legal, ecological and organisational structures led by women, as well as their resistance against the Islamic State. Kurds have shown that women are not only parts of social change, but can lead and shape it themselves, said Mariana Conti. The Kurdish women's movement has set international standards through its efforts for political self-administration and women's liberation. Conti is an important politician in the left wing of Brazil's Socialism and Freedom Party, the PSOL, and is currently serving her third term as a city councillor in Campinas, in the state of São Paulo. She connects the struggles of Kurdish women with those of women in Brazil, where especially women, black people and indigenous communities face poverty and exclusion. The rise of the far right has further intensified attacks on women's rights. She compares former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both represent authoritarian and far-right political developments that are part of an international trend, she said. Therefore, women are at the forefront of resistance against authoritarian and right-wing politics. Like many people around the world, Mariana Conti sees great importance in the We Are All YPJ campaign and expresses her solidarity. The attacks and the achievements of the Rojava Revolution make international solidarity more necessary than ever. Women worldwide are particularly affected by war, displacement, social inequality, and the impact of the climate crisis. Therefore, feminist movements must work across borders. International solidarity is the path we must take in the struggle, Conti said. The cultural and artistic movement, Hilala Serin, organised a cultural evening in support of the YPJ. In the city of Derbe Siye, cultural evening was organised in support of the Women's Protection Units, the YPJ. The event was organised by Halala Sarin Movement in cooperation with the Cultural and Arts Centre. This movement, together with the Arts Centre, organised an evening of poetry and artistic performances in support of the YPJ, held in Shaheed Seven Park under the slogan, "The YPJ is our existence." The event was attended by artists, members of civil society organisations and council representatives. After a minute of silence, the head of Halala Zarin, Sherin Rashid, stated that they would continue their support for the YPJ. She emphasised that the YPJ played a central role in the fight against ISIS, demonstrated its strength and position, and represents the will and struggle of women. And with that, we send revolutionary greetings from Rojava.